beginning of Parsha, Bamidbar, page Resh Nun Ches. This week we have the attack of Korach against the Kahuna, against Moshe Rabbeinu, against Aaron. And after the big revolt, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayiplu up in Eim. Moshe and Aaron fall on their faces, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't punish Al Kol Yisrael for these chotim. So they daven for Kalal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bachya says, "Vayiplu al pneim lispalo." This is with the tefillah of Moshe and Aaron in an attempt to save Kalal Yisrael from total destruction. And then he adds on an important point for us: "Umikan le nefilas apayim b'tefillah." And here we learn nefilas apayim for tefillah. What's nefilas apayim?
Fall on your face.
Literally, no, that's nefilas, nefal, falling on our faces. Tachanu, nefilas apayim, we'll see, it's the predecessor of the tachanu, nefilas apayim. That's what it's called. The official name is not tachanu, but nefilas apayim. So that's our sugya today, is to talk about nefilas apayim, to talk about tachanu. How should it be done? Which hand should it be done with?
How
should
often
we be
should
on
skip
the four? We're not going to talk about how often it should be skipped, because the sitter says, and it's in the luach says, and it should not be skipped at other times. So there actually the concept, the kavana of nefilas apayim, the kavana of nefilas apayim is threefold, says Rabbeinu Bachya. We're on Resh Nun Ches, bottom right. There are two paragraphs in the bottom, where it says ha'achas, the mora hashchina. When we nefilas apayim, when we fall on our faces, the concept here is to have fear of the Shekhinah, fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'deishi slabish be'bush boshes utzniyus, in order to dress ourselves, cover ourselves with busha, which is embarrassment, and tznius and modesty, kikisui apani midarkei anava v'boshes, covering one's face is a sign of busha, of embarrassment, and yirah shamayim. This is based on the puzzle. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in front of us, so we should be covering our face out of fear and out of busha. And it says, the Rabbeinu Bachya says it's very similar when Moshe Rabbeinu saw at the burning bush, it says, he covered his face because he had in fear to look at the sneh. So similarly, we cover our face in the Nefilas Apayim, we cover our faces because of that Yirah Shamayim. So that's number one. The Rabbeinu Bachya continues that the second reason is because of Tsa'ar and Hachna, we should be showing pain, we should be showing supplication to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is part of the covering of the face and the Nefilas Apayim. And number three, it also shows that we are nullifying our emotions to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. He says of something beautiful, he says it's similar to our standing with our legs together for the Shemona Esrei. We stand legs together, Shemona Esrei, that is saying we are bound. We don't control our destinies. Everything is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the same as bowing down, the Nefilas Apayim, covering our eyes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our lives, our emotions are nullified to you because you are fully in control. So I like that parallel very much as to why we hold our legs together as if we are chained together, because we are dependent fully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Is Jerusalem the only place that where you put down without a minute?
Yeah, yes, that's the minhag here. That is the minhag in Yerushalayim. That is the minhag. Not minhag, when you don't have a Sefer Torah. Even if you don't have a Sefer Torah, then you still do the Nefilas Apayim. Okay, so the Pele Yoetz, Sefer Pele Yoetz, brings a number of reasons of the milas of the Nefilas Apayim in the name of the Arizal. I'm just going to give three outside. When we do a Nefilas Apayim, this gives us Nosni La'oz V'Tatsumas Lilchomas V'Yitzara, gives us more power to fight against the Yisr Hara. Another one, Tosefes Haskala B'Torah V'Sodosea, gives us an ability to have more seichel, more knowledge, more understanding of the Torah and the Sodos Torah, and Tosefes Dveikus B'Kono, additional Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are some very powerful milas with one who does the Tachanun with the proper Kavanas. Now, the next piece we're about to go through is something that I remember almost every single time I say Tachanun. It's an incredibly beautiful way to put the entire structure of our davening into context. It's really an amazing concept, the Bach. It's based on the Torah. We'll get to the Torah second. But the Bach tells us based on the Torah, that when we daven in three different positions. Position number one is Tchila Mispala Miyushav. We daven seated. That in particular is done during the Kriyat Shema. We sit for the Kriyat Shema. That is in a seated position. V'acharkach, we have the Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is standing. Sit, stand, and third position, V'acharkach Mispala Minefila. Then we supplicate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the third position. Sitting, standing. Not modim, because it's more. It's more than just bowing. It's a total Nefila Sapayim. Kasher Asa Moshe. And we'll see what he means by Moshe Ben. It's on Resh Nun Tes, top left, where it says Bnei HaTor. We're going to go through the Tor now. This is something I believe is very important to remember, especially when we say Tachanun every time. I mean, the Tor says as follows, and is explaining why at the end of Tachanun, the last paragraph, the minhag is to say Vanachnu Lo Neida Manaseh. And why do we stand right afterwards? Vanachnu Lo Neida, and then we stand. What's going on here? So he actually uses that concept to explain what's going on, that we sat, we stood, we did Nefilas Sapayim. So why do we stand for Anachnu Lo Neida? So he says as follows, V'nei HaTor, V'omer Shaliach Tzibor, V'anachnu Lo Neida, V'chulei V'atam, Nefishi Yispalalnu. What's this concept of Anachnu Lo Neida? Kadosh Baruch, we don't know what to do. Mana Seki Alachainir, but we can only look to you. Shispalalnu B'cholinyan Shiyuchal Adam Yispalal. We have given it our best. We have davened in every position possible. But Yeshiva, we did it sitting. Bamida, standing, Nefilas Apayim, also in subjugation, bowing down our faces on the ground, Kasher Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, just as Moshe did it, and Moshe the three psukim, Dichsiv, Ve'eshe Bar Abrahim Yom Bar Yulai, I sat, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I sat on the har 40 days, and Moshe also says, Vanochi Amadati Bar, he sat, he stood, Ve'esna Pelifnesh, and also I subjugated myself by supplicating myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the floor, all three positions. And once we've gone through, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who sat sitting, standing, and supplicating ourselves, we've done everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we say, Anu Omri, Vanachnu Lo Neida Mana, so we've given it up to our all, we've done it all the ways we can daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can only look up to you. So I think that is an unbelievable concept, why Vanachnu Lo Neida Mana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stand in front of a good, what can we do otherwise, other than to look up to you? So the Mishnah Berurah does pask in that way. When we say Vanachnu Lo Neida, it is Bi Yeshiva, we are sitting, the minhag is to sit, and then when we get to Mana Aseh, we stand up. So that is the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so let's talk about one of the source. Gemara Megillah Chapez Amabez on Reish Samech. Page Reish Samech, top right. Where is the source of the this concept of Nefilas Kapayim and Ar Tachanun? So it says as follows: Kishahaya Rav Bebavel, Betani Tzibur. So Rav was in Babel and on a fast day. Hayu Atzibur B'Shas Nefilas Kapayim B'Tachanun. The whole Tzibur, they were doing Nefilas Kapayim. They were saying their tachnun, and the tachnun they were doing in Nefilas Apayim was in bowing down, subjugating themselves. Naflu kol atzibur apanim. Everyone did the Nefilas Apayim, however, Rav lo nafal apana. So the Gemara asks, why did everyone else fall on their faces on the floor, and Rav didn't? Now, they were on the floor. We're not talking about our quasi Nefilas Apayim that we put our hands. What was that?
Dirt floors.
They had stone floors, whatever, stars, but they did it on the floor. We don't do that. We just do this. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. So the Gemara asks, all right, but we're talking about typically. It's not that tainus. It wasn't talking about a regular tainus. It's not talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everyone, that was the minhag, was that they used to all subjugate themselves on the floor, put themselves on the floor. So the Gemara asks, why did Rav not do like everyone else? So the Gemara brings three different reasons. Reason number one, the Gemara says that there was a Ritzba Shel Avonim, that there was a stone floor in front of Rav. We had the shear on Evan Maskey. This is right. The Isra of it. So that's exact. Somebody, that was like years ago, Jonathan. Fantastic. So for the problem there was Evan Maskey. Evan Maskey says you can't subjugate yourself. You can't lie on a stone floor. So the problem was in front of Rav was a stone floor. No one else had a stone floor. So they could do it, but Rav had the problem. His location was poorly chosen in the shul. They put him in a poor place, and he couldn't. He just couldn't do it. And it's based on Ula. Ula says that the Isra Doraisa is a Ritzba Shel Avonim Bilvad, is to lie down on a Ritzba to do Pishu Yadayim Ravlayim, to put out, to extend your hands and your legs while you're on a stone floor. So Rav couldn't do it. Reason number two brought down by the Gemara, Explanation number two, why Rav didn't do Nefilas Apayim, is not that. It says, no, in front of everyone was a reed special avanim. In front of everyone was a stone floor. But Rav used to do his tachanun different. Rav used to do his tachanun b'pishud yadayim v'raglayim, by extending his hands and legs across the whole floor. No one else did that. They used to just bow down, but not extending their hands and their legs, similarly to what we do on Yom Kippur. That Rav did. That was his minhag. And Ula says the Isur Doraisha is to... So Rav couldn't do his minag. We have questions, why did he do it otherwise? But we're not going to get into that. So Rav couldn't do Bishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, so he didn't bow down on the floor. But everyone else didn't do Bishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. They didn't extend their arms and their legs, so they were able to go down. And number three...
We'll see.
This is Rav. Let's talk about Rav right now.
Rav, you
can't do on a stone floor the Isur Doraisa is Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Rav couldn't do what he typically did, Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. Everyone else did not do Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, so he couldn't do his minhag, so he didn't bow down on the floor. That's number two. Number three goes as follows: Adam Chashuv. Rav was an Adam Chashuv, he's a dignified person, he was big gadol, and accordingly he's not allowed to do Nefilas Apayim on the floor. Why not? Rashi says because it would be a busha for him if his tefillas were not answered. If his tefillas were not answered immediately, Adam Chashuv, we see he even got on the floor, he really gave his all in his tefillah, and his tefillah wasn't answered, that would be a bizayin for him. So don't show that you're giving it all. Don't have the tefillah supplying on the floor.
Answered right away. I'm not sure I understand.
That is, tefillah was an answer, meaning he had bakashos. He had a bakasha. Whatever it was that he answered. Do we see that he had a result from his tefillah? We know he asked for things. Was he answered? And if we don't see he was answered, it'd be a bizayin. So because we're not 100% confident it would be yes to his tefillahs, we say, you know what? Don't do nefilas
yapayim. So I understand. One is because of the stone. First one because of the stone.
Okay, so let's go through. First one because of the stone was in front of him.
Right.
The derice is on stone.
Right.
He couldn't do it.
Right.
Number two was he did it b'pishud yadayim v'raglayim. No one else did. So that was the problem. The derice is pishud yadayim v'raglayim. Number three was he didn't. So he didn't. That's why he couldn't do it. That's Gemara's answer. Why couldn't he do it? He couldn't do Bishul Yadayim V'Raglayim. Everyone else did not do Bishul. They did it a different fashion. He was the one who did Bishul Yadayim. And so he couldn't do it. He had to refrain. And number three is because it's the Adam Chashuv is a Shani. And Adam Chashuv shouldn't be doing the Filas Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now what's important for us is, and this is the other shir that we have, in the board of Evan Maskis, the important thing is the Isur Doraisa is, if you do have a stone floor and you do Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, you extend your hands and your legs on a stone floor, that's the Isur Doraisa. There are poskim, and we will touch on this throughout, there are poskim that say that there is also an Isur Darabanan, if you do Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, meaning you extend your hands and your legs, even if it's not a stone floor, so there's an Isur Darabanan. The Isur Doraisa is stone floor with Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Isur Darabanan is if you have either of those, meaning if you have Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim not on a stone floor, this is still an Isur Darabanan. Or if you have a stone floor and you bow down, but without Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, there's also an Isur Darabanan. Okay, so we'll get back to that in a little bit. Now, we're not going to get into this now, but the Gemara says that there were different forms of bowing down. There were three forms of bowing down. Kido was more focused on one's face. They would bow on their face. One was Kriya, that they more focused on bowing down on their legs. And when we're talking about Ishtachavaya, which is bowing down, prostrating oneself fully on the ground, Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim, extending your legs and your hands.
Are there any issues here of any time of copying the minhag of the Goyim?
The issue is on the stone floor. So yeah, on the stone floor, that was the problem. Okay, so we're on Reish Samechei, right side in the middle. It says the Hemshech HaGemara Sham. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Zchiya. What? Reish Samechal. Sorry. Reish Samechal. Right side, in the middle. Behemshech HaGemara Sham. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Zchiya Bar Avin Chazina Luhu L'Abayi V'Rabba D'Matzlai Atzluyei. I saw Abaye and Rava that what they used to do was lean on their sides. It's not that they bowed themselves straight on the floor, prone on the floor, but they leaned, but on the floor. They leaned, but on the floor. On the floor, Kipshuta, they leaned themselves on the floor. But not, so Kipshuta was on the floor. So there are two explanations why Abaye and Rava, they didn't do Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. They didn't even lie on the floor without Pishud Yadayim V'Raglayim. They leaned on the floor. They leaned on the floor on one side. So Rashi says, the matzle atzuya al tzidei, and they used to bow down on their sides. And it's not that they laid on their faces directly on the floor. The fee shein adam chashuv rashi li palapanim, because there were anashim chashuvim, as I said before. If you're adam chashuv, he's not allowed to prostrate himself directly on the floor. So they leaned a little bit to their sides in order to not have a problem. They were still on the floor, but they were sure to anashim chashuvim based on a third reason. They didn't lie directly on the floor; they leaned on their sides. Now the rush brings a different explanation. We're on Reish Samech Aleph, top left, five lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines down, third word. Da'af al gav, demina Torah, ein ishtachava asura al arit. Even though midin d'oraisa, there's no problem of prostrating. There's no isur d'oraisa of prostrating oneself on the floor unless you have two conditions. Condition number one is that it's a stone floor. Number two is pishut yadayim v'raglayim, even though there's not an isur d'oraisa unless you fulfill both of those conditions. If it's in a stone floor, and it was a stone floor for a bayarava, even without extending your hands and your legs, there's still an isur d'rabbanan. So accordingly, Abai Barabe, it was a stone floor in front of them, they leaned on their sides to not have an isur d'rabbanan. So it's like three levels. Isur d'oraisa. Isur d'oraisa is if you have two conditions. You have pishu yadayim v'raglayim and you have a stone floor. In front of Abai Rava, they had a stone floor, so even without pishu yadayim v'raglayim, it would be a problem if they were prone on the floor. So they leaned on their sides. Level number three, they leaned on their sides to not have even an isur d'rabbanan. Okay, so the question is now, nowadays we also lean. Not on the floor, but we lean. So what's our concept here? So Reish Samech Aleph, bottom left, Yemenu. Haminag hu la'atos al tzidenu. Nowadays we lean on our sides. V'lo lilpol al apanim amish. Now we don't fall on our faces on the floor, but we lean on our sides. V'chein muva b'shulchan aruch. That's what we pass in the shulchan aruch. Kishenofel al panav nagu la'atos. When we do the filas apayim, our minag is to turn on the sides, to lean on the side. Well, the Be'er Agra says that our source of our minhag, when we lean during Tachanun, is based on Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava, they used to lean on their sides. So too, we lean on our sides during our Tachanun. So the Be'er Alacha, when Reish Samech Beis, says as follows in their days, with Reish Samech Beis, third paragraph down, where it says, Tam Sheni, third line, to be a mehim. In the time of the Gemara, time of Chazal, they used to actually be on the floor itself. And they didn't have the fancy marble floors all cleaned and polished like we had. Because of that, they were prone on the stone floors. They had to, mi'ikaradin, turn on their side to get back into that level number three. So they didn't have an isur d'rabbanan. If they were straight on the floor, even without pishur ve'adai, the line would be an isur d'rabbanan. They turned on their sides. Accordingly, he says at the end, mi'shumahachi, gamanu no'agim la'atos benefila sapayim. Accordingly, we too, our minag is to lean on when we do our nefila sapayim. Just like they did.
But we don't go on the floor anyway.
We don't go on the floor, but just to carry on. Just to carry on. That was the day we had to go on the floor. That was mikardin. So in other words, it's a custom we do it. It's like a zecher. It's a zecher to remember the nefila sapayim that they had on their sides. We do it. We do it also.
I see a lot of people, they don't touch their head to their arm, and they put their head on their wrist.
We'll get it. Mir Tashem.
That's because
hold
you can't
question.
Do it. So you're not that flexible. I can't get down.
So says the Orach HaShochan, he brings the second reason. He says that the concept of our Nefilas Apayim is that we said before, an Adam Chashuv shouldn't be doing a Nefilas Apayim. It's showing that his tefillas may not be answered. He says the same thing applies to everyone. We shouldn't have a full prostration. So too, we lean on the side. So we have two different explanations why we lean on the sides. One is based on the Bir Alocha, just like Chazal, they couldn't be on the floor, they had to lean on their sides, we do the same. And then the Orach HaShochet saying the concept is the Adam Chashuv should be on the floor. Maybe we would say we all consider ourselves Anashim Chashuvim, we all consider ourselves dignified people, so we shouldn't, but he doesn't say that exactly. Okay, next question. This is a very interesting question. The Rivash was asked, when we do our Nefila Sapayim, when we do our Tachanun, so we're putting our we do a certain tefillah. So we'll talk a little bit about how to do it, right hand, left hand. We'll get into all the technicalities in a little bit. But the core question, and this is a very interesting question, do we have to be seated when we say our tachnun, or can we do it standing? So I will tell you two scenarios. last year, my schedule was that I had to be at home with our younger child when my wife went to pick up girls from school. So I missed the Netzach 1:15 minyan. It was at the same time, but they would come home from school at around 1:35 or so. And Beit Avichai has a mincha minyan in their library, so I used to head out there and used to daven in Beit Avichai and then in their mincha minyan, nice people in the library. They have about 8 or 10 chairs around the table. It's not enough for everyone to be seated for Tachanun. So I saw the Chazan did this sometimes, and other people, they would lean against the wall and they would say Tachanun, right? That's not enough seats, say Tachanun. So they'd be standing and they'd say, this is their Nefilas Apayim. That's what they would do. So is that appropriate? It's like a little bit weird, right? If the concept was to people
standing
on the floor,
standing,
okay, we can understand sitting and we're still leaning down, but to be standing and leaning was a little bit much, apparently. So that was okay. Not enough chairs, whatever. More recently, davening at the Neitz Minyan in Kal Chassid. And by the way, public service announcement, Netzach Yisrael has a Neitz Minyan also, started about Pesach time. It's at sunrise. Everyone out there watching on Kol HaLashon, Netzach Yisrael is on Rehov Ramban. Join the Minyan. You can use it for your participation. There's free tea and coffee right afterwards. Okay, so... What?
No
chant. There's no chant afterward, not yet. But we'll see. Maybe we'll bring the leftovers from tonight, and we'll have chant tomorrow morning. Okay. So davening at Kal Chassid before Netzach started its minyan, there was a certain chazan that didn't used to. He was like it was like being on the express train, and he even wanted to save the 6.5 seconds it would take to go sit on a seat, and he would immediately do the Nefilas Apayim at the Amud.
Destroyed standing. By an image of Kal Chassid.
6.5 seconds down and 6.5 seconds up. It was a total of 13 seconds, and that was dramatically quicker davening. So the question is that appropriate? So we're first going to talk about the Mispalalim, and then we'll talk about the Chazan. We're going to divide up. So on Reish Samach Beis, at the top on the left side, Ubitshuva Chazan. This is the Rivash. One of the major Rishonim was asked this question as follows, and he answered, can you stand for Tachanun? Great question. Ubitshuva kasav, reisa machbeit tafla, ubitshuva kasav, demashenagwa tibur miyushav, this that people are knowing to sit for their tachanun, for the nefilas apayim. Hu lefi shederach hatzibur bechol tfilaseim ubiyokoseim leomram yushav. That's what people do. They sit for all their davening, for their tfilas, for their brachos. They sit. Shelo latriachalim, because Chazal didn't want to make it too onerous for them to have to stand for too long. Zulatish b'Shmon Esrei, with the exception of Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, we have to stand. The rest, we can sit. Avalosh yekepeda b'yeshiva b'nefilas apayim. But that doesn't mean that there is a hakpada that we're required to be sitting for tachanun. Sharei tachanunim hi. It's a supplication. It's a tefillah supplication. V'chol tachanunim mu'uma tfei. It's actually preferable to be standing. Adif tfei dumya d'it Shmon Esrei. Shmona Esrei brachos of vidui, just like Shmona Esrei and vidui is preferable to stand, we would put the tachanun in the same category. That's a tachanunim. It's a supplication. It's preferable to stand. Elashay matrichim alein, but Chazal didn't want to be too burdensome on us, so they said you can sit, but based on the rivash, maybe it's preferable to stand for tachanun, and then we would do the nefilas apayim standing.
How did you feel the end? Were you supposed to stand up?
No, you sit then. No, yeah. He says no. Good question. It seems to be. You maybe go up on your tiptoes or something. So the Beis Yosef brings this rivash, saying you can, or maybe it's preferable to stand for tachanun. And he adds on at the end, v'hosiv to the fidas chachmei kabbalah. However, according to Kabbalah, pi Kabbalah nira sheyesh lahakbid shitiyem miyushav dafka. You should be makbid to be seated and not standing. So on the one hand, the Rivash says you can. Maybe it's preferable to stand for Tachanun, but the Beis Yosef brings al pi Kabbalah that one should sit al pi Kabbalah. And we're on Reish Samach Gimel, right side, third paragraph down, v'kach pasach lalacha b'shulchan aruch. This is how we pasach in the Shulchan aruch. Nefilas apayim miyushav lo b'uma. Nefilas apayim, when we say Tachanun, and we should be seated and not standing. See, we should be seated and not standing. Now this does have repercussions for various things. So the Magen Avraham brings this Beis Yosef, saying it's preferable that we should be seated. Not like the Rivash, saying you can or maybe should stand, preferable to stand. But Beis Yosef and the Zalei Paschal and Shulchan Aruch, that we should be seated for Tachanun. The Magen Avraham brings this Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, we should be seated. Mashma da filo siyamata tefila. So the implication is, even if we say, if we've finished our tefillah, we shouldn't say the nefilah safayim. We shouldn't say the tachanun immediately standing. We have to wait for the time it takes to four amos, the time it takes to wait, the time it takes to walk four amos. We have to stand after the Shemoneh Esrei. We backed up. We have to stand there for the proper time. Don't be in a rush. And then we should go and sit down for our tachanun. We should not start immediately. And based on the Shulchan Aruch, that would be, even if you're in a pickle, you have a problem, you can't sit down because somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei right next to you. Right? What should you do? So a good solution would be, based on this Rivash, to say it's standing. You can't sit down, somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Stay standing. Based on this Shulchan Aruch, apparently you have to sit, you have to wait. So the Mishnah Berurah says otherwise. It says, you know what? The Achronim write that Bishas Adchak. If it's a real need, it would be permitted to rely on this Rivash and say your Tachanun standing up. When would it be a real need?
No,
you're late. You're late for everyone else started saying Tachanun. You want to say it together with them. You don't want to be late in your davening. So you're backed up and you can't move because somebody is right there. Or you don't want to wait the four amos standing there. You want to start your Tachanun immediately, whatever it is. In B'shas Adchak, you would be permitted to say your Tachanun standing up. So where the poskim come out then, as accordingly, Shulchan Aruch says Tachanun should be seated, should not be standing up. However, Bishas Adchak, if there's a real need, then it would be permitted to say the Tachanun standing up.
Is the issue that we're discussing saying the Tachanun, the words standing or sitting, or is it doing Nefilas Apayim, sitting or standing?
Oh. Let's, right now, Nefilas Apayim. Next question is, how about if you're not going to do the Nefilas Apayim, why? You're davening B'yachidus, for example. There's no Sefer Torah. So you're going to be saying the Tachanun without an Nefilas Apayim. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch right now, you should be seated. But does that also apply if you're not going to do the Nefilas Apayim? You're not going to do the leaning. Do you also have to be seated? Okay, that was, thank you for this, for the entree into that. For the Tachanun. Do I have to say seated? If I'm not doing the Nefilas Apayim, I'm not doing the leaning, but I'm saying Tachanun. Somebody's at home, not in Yerushalayim. Okay, in Yerushalayim, we do it anyway. You're in the rest of the world. There's no Nefilas Apayim. You minion, and there's no Sefer Torah. Whatever it is, you had the daven b'yachidus. You're saying Tachanun, but without the Nefilas Apayim, without the bowing down. Do you still have to sit based on that Shulchan Aruch for the Tachanun, or can you stand? So on Reish Samech Gimel, second paragraph, which says, "B'prima Gadim, Hevi Ma'Eliyahu Rabba." So the Prima Gadim brings in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba. "Dikisha Omer Tachanun, B'lo Nefilas Apayim." When you say Tachanun without the actual leaning on the hand, without the leaning down, the Nefilas Apayim, like a Yachid Bebeso, somebody davening by himself in his house, not in Yerushalayim, Rashai Mu'umad, it would be permitted then to stand. In other words, there would be link based on this Eliyahu Rabba. They'd be linked together. If you're doing the Tefillas Apayim, you have to sit. But if you're not doing the Tefillas Apayim, you can stand. V'u'adin kishemispalal achar negdo te'ein rashay leishev. And also, if somebody is davening right around you, you can't sit. All right, fine. Say the Tefillas Apayim. Say the Tachanun without sitting down. You do the Tefillas Apayim also then. So the Kaf HaChaim being this as the Eliyahu Rabba, who says if you davening b'yachidus and you're not going to do the Tefillas Apayim, you don't have to sit. And he says, I disagree with that. Because you are saying the Tachanun, the Tachanun is a supplicative, is that a word?
Yeah, supplication.
It's a supplication, but it's a supplication, I'm making it like an adjective or something, whatever those words are. It's not a noun, it's an adjective. So, but whatever it is, it's a supplication, so based on that, even if you're not going to do the Nefilas Apayim, the leaning down, it should still be said seated. Okay, our next question that we said is, can somebody say the Nefilas, can somebody say the Tachanun? Let's say you're with the minion. Can you say the Tachanun? Does it have to be seated, or can it be said standing? So we said the Ravash says it's maybe even preferable to be standing. Okay? We saw the Shulchan Aruch disagreed, Al-Pi Kabbalah, and he says in the Beis Yosef, it should be seated for the Nefilas Apayim. It should be said, that's how we paskin, and the Achraim say, oh, but b'shas hadchak, if you really need, you can rely on the Rivash and say the Nefilas Apayim, Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim, standing up against the wall, people do it or whatever it is. Okay, so just even without the wall. So the Rivash continues and says, how about the Chazan? Why is the Chazan more of a difficult question? Because the people, the congregants, the Mispanim, are mostly sitting for all the davening, but the Chazan is standing for all the davening. So should this be the same? Just like he's standing for everything, should he also stand for the Tachmon? So Reish Samech Gimel...
You don't have the Tircha thing. On the one hand, you don't have the Tircha thing, but you still have the Kabbalah thing.
You still you don't have which tircha thing?
The tircha to make people stand for everything.
So you don't have the tircha. Well, maybe we do have. We don't want to be matriach lechazan.
Different issue.
Standing anyway.
It's a different issue. Maybe you can sit. You know, it's the definition of
tircha. Go back to his tircha. The score of the 6.5 seconds. He's going to sit down, getting up.
Certain minyanim, 6.5 seconds is a tircha. Others, it's batel be'alav. But it depends on your definition of tircha. Tircha doesn't necessarily mean the time, doesn't it? But basically, it's a burden for the person to be standing. So we would apply even for the chah, it's a burden. It's a tircha. It's a tircha for me to be standing.
No, but since most of our tefillahs are said sitting,
what we don't have to need a shriach you to be stand. No, but we still tircha still does.
Okay.
The tircha still does. So bottom left, Reish Samech Gimel. It's b'shut harivash chasav v'chi tema. If you want to say, okay, we're talking about the mispalim in kind of shliach tzibur. Shagobir chasav meuma that the shliach tzibur is standing anyway, right? That's your question. That's exactly what Johnny. Okay, that's talking about the people. Okay, we don't have to be matriach them to stand. I was in the answer. You don't have to be matriach them to stand up because they're sitting for the fine. Don't be matriach. Let them lama yosha but if he lets. So how about the chazan that he's standing for all of his brachas anyway? Why should he sit down for the nefilah sapayim? So he answers as follows: Yesh lomar. This that the shliach tzibur is omed, who b'masha omer b'koram k'dei lohotzi mishe'en obaki. When does a chazan have to ask to stand? He has to stand for when he's being motzi somebody. He's being motzi somebody, he should stand as the shliach tzibur. Aval b'masha omer b'lach ha'shliach. But if it's a personal tefillah that he's saying to himself, v'ein lohotzi achem, and he's not being motzi other people, l'fishe'en omechovas ha'tefillah, because it's not part of the chova tefillah, it's his individual tefillah, Omer Miyushov Kedarki can say it's sitting down. Ve'ein matrichin osolama. There's the tircha. You don't have to be matrichin to be standing. It's standing is harder than sitting. So he's saying here, even the chazan can sit for the ta'an. That's what our chazanim typically do. And the Rambam says explicitly, tachanun, the chazan should be seated for the tachanun. He should be seated. So the Orach HaShulchan says as follows. We're on Reish Samech Dalet. Reish Samech Dalet, second paragraph down on the right side. Ba'orach HaShulchan Kasav. The Mavur Midivrei Rambam, the Tachanun Urak Miyushav. It's clear from the Rambam that Tachanun should be seated by Filo Shilach Tzibur. Even the Shilach Tzibur, Kamosha Kasav, who know for Vyoshav. He says, even the Chazan, he says, the Tachanun says, Achosi, the Ein Chein Amiganag Etzlenu. This is amazing. Ba'orach HaShulchan says, but that is not our minhag that the Chazan sits for the Tachanun in the Filo Sapayim. As Leonard Ashliach Tibor Matze Alcido Meumad Eitzala Amun. But rather the Chazan says does his Nefilah Sapayim, even the leaning on the hand, standing up at the Amud. Which is that what that Chazan was doing in Kal Chasidim when he was leaning on the Amud. That's what the Orach HaShulchan says was their minig. It looks weird to us to do such a thing. Chazan, he's leaning just down on the body. He looks like he's being lazy and he doesn't want to sit down. But the Orach HaShulchan says that was their minhag 100 years ago in Europe, that the chazan used to lean at the amud. He did not used to sit down. Okay, so our next question is a very fascinating question. Which hand should we be leaning on? We've established that the reason why we lean is based on Abaye and Rava, that they used to lean, they used to be prostrating on the floor. They had to lean Mi'ikaradin. We don't have to Mi'ikaradin, but we do just like them. We lean just like they lean. They didn't feel us a full nefilas abayim. Mishtachavaya. They used to do it in pishah yudav v'glayim. We do it something. Fine. Okay. So, but which hand should we be leaning on? Which side should we be leaning on? So the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo says the same, that we should be leaning on our left hand. Left hand. Why? Zecher letamid shenishchad. Just like the tamid shalbein abayim when it was shechted. They would put it on its left side. It's a zecher of that korban tamid, just like our davening. We have in the middle of our davening. There's a shita that says our davening is zecher the korbanus. Our shachris is the korban tamid shal shachar ben mincha tamid shal ben arbaim. We have a zecher of the of the of the korban of the korban tami that it was on the left side. So that's reason number one. We have five different reasons why it should be on the left side. Number one. Number two is very interesting. Rabbeinu Hai says, when we had do haseba on Pesach, which side do we do haseba on?
Left.
We lean to the left. We lean to the left. So he says, okay, that's, but he's saying, Eina Chanami, it's still a sign. The symbol is still a sign of Chayrus, of free men. And accordingly, when it comes to our Tachan, we want to still lean on the same side that we show we're free men. We make our own decisions, but we're still going to subjugate even our freedom side, that symbolism, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing concept here. He says, Hilkach ba'oto atzatzad, shenira keben melech, on that same side that we show we're like melachim, we're kings, we're an ishchorin, tzarech lichan alifne amakum. We will have to subjugate ourselves, supplicate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch on the same side. I think that's a beautiful concept. So that's the second reason why the left side. Number three goes as follows. Says the Rabbeinu, who is this? The Kalba, I think. So, the Beis Yosef says, as follows, he brings the name of Rabbi Yomin. When you daven, the Shechina is on your right side, in our right side. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Hashem is on our right side. Uksiv, and it also says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should always be in front of me. So, if we lean on our left side, we're pointing towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the right. That's the proper thing to do. So we should be leaning on the left. Shavis Hashem the Negdi Tamid, and Hashem is on our right side. That is the proper way to be leaning on the left. Okay, so that's number three. Number four, the Mata Moshe says that Yitzhak Avinu and his Akedah was on his left side. So we want to remember that Akedah, Tachnun, is similar supplication. And number five says Rabbeinu Bachya that it's Alpi Kabbalah, it should be to the left. That's all we have to say, Alpi Kabbalah. And that is enough of the explanation. So that is five different reasons why it should be on the left side. On the other hand, the Rokeach says we should do Tachanun on the right side. Not the left side, but the right side. And he brings a pasuk, Smolo Tachas L'Roshivi Yemino Techapkeni, on the right side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a hug. So we should be leaning on the right side. So we do have poskim that say it should be on the left side. Reasons to be on the left side. We do have poskim say that it should be on the right side. And the Darkei Moshe brings in the name of the Maharat Tirna that when we have tefillin on the left side, Mikra Din should be the left side, but when we have tefillin on the left side, it is a bizayon. It's a disgrace for the tefillin for us to be leaning on them. So when we have tefillin on the left hand, we have to revert to the right hand. So this is opinion number three. And then the Ramah says, V'chein ani noeg lipo b'shachrish, she'es tefillin b'zroah. When shachrish, when I have tefillin on my left hand, I do the tachanun on the right hand. And on mincha, when I have no tefillin on the left hand, then I bow down on the, I do the nefilas apayim during tachanun on the left hand. So we paskin as possible. So far we have three opinions. Opinion number one is on the left hand, five reasons. So opinion number two is on the right hand. Opinion number three, the Ramah brings down that it depends. Really, it's the left hand, but I need to default to the right hand if I have tefillin on my left hand because it's a bizayin for it. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Shamachay, bottom left, it says B'Shulchan Aruch, two paragraphs up from the bottom, Reish Lamachay, B'Shulchan Aruch. Kasav, Kishenofel Alpanav, when you do Nefilas Apayim during Tachanun, Nagu Lahatos Alzad, Smol. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we lean on the left side. How about if we have tefillin on, according to the Torah, according to the Shulchan Aruch?
Right.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, what does it say?
Doesn't say.
So what would it be?
What?
Left. According to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you have tefillin on your hand, you would be on the left side. Period. Left side all the time.
Doesn't matter whether you're
right-handed or not. I was gonna skip that topic. Maybe we can touch on it, but I was going to skip that. It's always a confusing and difficult question. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, left hand. Three lines down, the Higiyah Ramah, the Ramah comments, V'yesh Omrim, D'yesh Lahatos Al-Tzad, Yamin. He brings the other opinion. There's an opinion that says, when we do Nefilas Apayim, we do Tachanun, it should be on which hand? On the right hand. So the Shulchan Aruch says on the left hand all the time. The Ramah adds on, but some people say the right hand. And then he reverts to our third opinion. Third opinion was, v'ha'ikar, how should we do it? Lahatos b'shachris, kishyesh lo tefillin b'smolo. When you do have, during chakras, when you have tefillin on your left hand, we're talking about the, under normal circumstances, if we're a righty, outside, so we should do the tachanun on the right hand because of the covet for the tefillin. And at, in mincha time, then we should go back to the left hand. So how does it come out? It comes out as follows. We have three opinions. Opinion number one was the left hand. Opinion number two was the right hand. Opinion number three was it depends. The default is the left hand, but if you have your tefillin in your left hand, you go to the right hand. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the first opinion, the left hand. The Ramah Paskin like the third opinion, that it's really the left hand, but if you have tefillin on your left hand, you go to the right hand. Next page, says Levush. He brings this whole thing. He says, you know, there's an opinion that says the left hand. Good, there's an opinion that says the right hand. There's an opinion that says that it's the left hand unless you have the tefillin on. And then he says, Vani Shamati Apshora. I've heard fourth opinion. Another opinion, a compromise opinion, that even on chakras, when you have tefillin in your left hand, yipol al yad smolo, you should lean on your left hand, but you should turn your face to the right. Right? On the left hand, turn your face to the right. As if, I guess, away from the tefillin. Maybe it's less of a design for the tefillin.
Well, so that's what somebody mentioned before. I mean, what compels you to actually lean right on your tefillin? I mean, it's harder.
Good question.
It's harder. Not, but you don't have to.
So the Shibile Alek, it says even more. He says there's no bezayin at all on the tefillin because the bezayin is only on the bias and you're not leaning on it. It's not only on the bias, so you don't lean on it. So he says there's no bezayin. So he says you should do like the levush, lean on your left hand and just turn your head a little bit to the right. Okay, fine. And he says that's when you have tefillin on. If you don't have tefillin on, lean on the left hand, but lean it to the left. That's what he says. So this is opinion number four. Opinion number one is the left hand. Opinion number two was the right hand. Opinion number three was left hand unless you have tefillin in your right hand. Opinion number four is always on the left hand, but if you have tefillin, turn a little bit to the right.
When you're saying left hand, you mean the forearm, you don't mean the hand, right?
This we'll talk about a little bit. But we'll talk about what's this covering. So we'll touch on it a little bit. Good question. But it's not all the way up. And so we'll talk about spartan muscle. All right, So there is indeed, that's four minhagim so far. There is a fifth minhag. Fifth minhag goes as follows. It's another pshara. It says that we're concerned about the tefillin. So what you should do is, and we have an opinions that go on the left hand, we have opinions on the right hand, lean on both hands. Put them together and go like that. Lean on both hands, that's tachanun, not the right, not the, but put them together. So how do you do that? It says when you have the tefillin on the left hand, put your right arm on top, and when you don't have tefillin on, the priority is to the left hand, so you put the left hand on top. Okay, everyone with me on the fifth opinion? Fifth opinion is, put them both together, both hands, do your tachanun like that. If there's tefillin, put the right on top. If there's no tefillin, put the left hand on top. The Mishmer Shalom says, I don't understand this at all. Because if the concern is bizayin for the tefillin, that you're leaning on the tefillin, now not only do you have your head down, but you're putting the right hand on top of the left hand which has the tefillin on it. So he says that's even worse to do that. So the Maisa, we have five different opinions so far. Opinion number six goes as follows, and this is the last one. Jonathan said, how about Sfaradim? So Sfaradim... What? How about Sfaradim?
Sfaradim don't do it.
Sfaradim do not do. Now, Sfaradim don't do that. So at Mincha today, at the 115, now Zman is 118. At the 118 Minyan and Netzach Yisrael, I said, I'm gonna check this out. I got to find some Sfaradi to see how he does Tachanun. So right in back of me was a Sfaradi. And I said, okay, so he started, which is a different child, he does the Al-Khayt, should you be doing that in a Ashamnu, should you be doing that in Minog Ashkenaz Minyan, but okay, some say yes, some say no, it's fine either way. I say, he sits down, he doesn't do Tachanun, he doesn't do Nefilah Sapayim at all. So if you look, Reish Samach Zayin, bottom right, Hasfaradim Noagim Lomar Bishas Nefilah Sapayim Et Amizmor LeDavid Alech Hashem Nafshi Esa. There are Sfaradim say have a different nusach. I also went afterward and I found a Sfaradi sitter. It was really hard to follow, by the way. It had like lots of designs going on, and like I didn't really recognize it, but it did go from right to left the words. But I had to search, and it is true. that the beginning of the Tachnun, very long Tachnun, but at the beginning of the Tachnun, it's not Rachum v'chanum chatasi, right? It says, it's in the David el HaChashem Nafshi Yesa, Perichav Pei and Tfit Tehillim. Because of top left, Zohar says, Shim lo mechavin ba'mirasa, if you don't have Kavana when you say this capital, it's a very powerful capital of Tehillim, if you don't have Kavana with it, Mistalik mino olam lifnei zman, you die before your proper, you die early. You die early. So what do Ashkenazim say? We see the Zohar. Ashkenazim says, oh, I'm not going to say it at all. So we said, let's put that kapitel aside. Let's replace it with Rachum Chanun. We're not going to take a choice. We're not going to take a chance in that. So that's what the Magen Aram says. We say, Rachum Chanun Chatasi Lepenecha. We're not going to say that kapitel to him because we don't want to say it without Kavana and shorten our lives. Says the Kaf HaChaim, okay, but you Ashkenazim, he doesn't say this, but I'm going to illustrate a little bit. He says, you know, you Ashkenazim have a solution. You just skip the whole thing. We're going to say it, but if you look, he says, really, when this klala, that if you don't say the Tehillim properly, kibitul chafei and the tachanun, that your life is shortened, that's if you did the nefilah sapayim. If you did the nefilah sapayim, saying that kibitul chafei, and you didn't have kavana, that's when your life is shortened. We're not going to skip the kibitul chafei. We're going to say kibitul chafei, but we're going to skip the nefilah sapayim. So that's why Sfaradim, they will say a different tachanun, they say kibitul chafei, but they don't do the nefilah sapayim, because to avoid the klala of the Zohar, that somebody who says that kapitel in the Tachanun without Kavana, his life will be short. It's like you guys are fantastic at leading to the next question. So the next question is, so how about if you're an Ashkenazi and a Sephardi minion, or a Sephardi and an Ashkenaz minion? So Reish Samaches, thank you. Reish Samaches, bottom right. Says the Mishnah Brura as follows, Kasav a Mishnah Brura. The opinion of the Gra is like the Shulchan Aruch. It's very not like the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, which hand do you lean on?
Left.
How about if you have tefillin?
Same.
Left. So the Rama, that's how the Gra Paskin. You lean on the left side, even if you have tefillin. So he says as follows, top of Reish HaMaches, top left. That you're on the left, even if they're tefillin, says the Gra, just like the Shulchan Aruch, you're on the left. The whole Amnohagin Karama, if you're in a shul and everyone's doing like the Ramah, that you have tefillin on the left hand and they are leaning on the right hand. You're in the Minag Ashkenaz, right? You're in the Gra, you're in Kal Chasidim, and they're leaning on the right hand, and you, what?
Talking about the Gra.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so it's called the Gra, but we still
I've seen people in the Gra lean on their left hand. So they wag a finger, and then they wag the finger back.
So says the Mishnah Brura, Asur Lashanos Mishum Lotisko to do. If you're in a minyan, that people are leaning on the right hand, because Tefillin is on the left hand, people should accord with the minagamakam, and they should be leaning. So that would mean that you're right in wagging your finger, right? You should be telling them, the minagamakam is Rav Shlomo Zalman Abach, who is the Rav of Shaiach Hasid, the Grod, used to daven in the Grod, says, the im Ashkenazi mispala leitzel b'nei Sfarad. Right? So the reverse. Now we have an Ashkenazi davening in the French shul right here, daven in there, and they don't. He says, lo yipala, we have to accord with the minag. They don't do the nefilat sapayim. We should be doing the same. You should accord with the minag amakom. We should accord with it. So now, I will say, there are poskim that disagree with that. There are poskim that we have in the Rishut Be'er Sharim, that even when it comes to Tachanun, and I saw a Sfarah once, I didn't pay that much attention, but I think the Sfarah went as follows, and when it comes to Tachanun, because it's a known thing that there are different minhagim, then it's not a big deal if you're doing your own minhag in a different place. I don't really understand that, because we're still machbit about tefillin. Everyone knows that there are different minhagim when it comes to tefillin and chol hamoed, and we still say, lo tiskod, you have to be careful. But there are poskim that say that we can be more flexible when it comes to tachanun.
When I tefillin, everybody puts it on different ways.
Yeah.
What about the mincha in Chal Chasidim in the Kibbutz Kola? So they dive in Sfar. So they say,
they dive in minhags. Minhag Sfar. Nusach Sfar. Whenever I dive in based on the Nusach of the Shul.
You have to say all the stuff before.
I say when I'm in the shul and it's something that loud, loud, I say this, I say
the
minute.
So if you're in the shul, like Boston and Hernoff, they don't say Tachnun B'Klal, mentally you wouldn't say it.
So I saw somebody who asked this question to Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Eliashiv says to say the Tachnun afterwards. He says if it's a place that they're getting rid of Tachnun without a real reason, then you should say the Tachanun after the davening. I asked the Shaila to Rav Tzvi Rotberg, and he says you don't have to. He says you don't have to.
It depends why they. It's far more than that. They did not say the Tachanun and Mincha came from a. I think the Makor was the fact that Hasidim used to daven very late.
It's a Zman of Din.
Right.
A Zman of Din.
So in order to not elope, so even Hasidim daven Mincha before Shkia, they also don't daven. That's what I.
It's called throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, if you're adopting as far as shul, you're not going to do the kapitels of five because they don't do. You switch and say the other kapitels.
I think it could probably go either way. Probably could go either way.
For the sfora, the opposite sfora that you could deviate from the shul minhag. Is there support for that from the fact that, as we said before, regarding the shtekseva, the tachanun is
that could be the svara. Rav Moshe, if I remember correctly, has a tshuva, and he says when you're in a certain, and we should have a whole shiur on this, when you're in a minyan, what you say based on that minyan if you have a different nusach. So there are different many opinions on that, but Rav Moshe seems to say certainly if the tzibur is gorem something, meaning kaddish kedusha baruch, the kaddish is the kedusha is different. So you have to say what the tzibur is gorem. You have to, yeah, but even things that people can hear. And that goes to your question. You should conform things that are private. Then, and certainly Shmoneh Esrei, you say your own Shmoneh Esrei, whatever your nusach is. Okay. Last question that we are going to cover, Mirtz Hashem, is what's this concept of covering our faces with something? Meaning, if you have something on, we always say if you have, don't lean on your bare arm. So I always, growing up, thought you have to cover your arm. There's a din in covering your arm. That's not the concept. There's a din in covering your face. That's the concept, not that your arm has to be covered. So there are five reasons brought down why, another five reasons why we should be covering our face. And this is very interesting. The Rabbeinu Bachya says as follows. This we saw in a different context at the beginning of this year. This concept of covering our face is as if we are nullifying our own emotions. We are covering ourselves. Whereas as if our eyes are covered, our mouths are covered, lo yuchal liros, we can't see, we can't speak, we are nullifying our emotions to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what's symbolized by covering the face. That's number one. Number two, the Matan Moshe says, kishishrala yu mishtachavim bazara, haya ben kol echad arba amos. When Klal Yisrael was in the base of Migdash and the Azara, and then we still used to be do the hishtachavai, we used to bow down, there was in between each person four amos. So each person wouldn't hear the vidui of the other person. I did this chait, I did that chait. Give each person space. So because of that, there was space, people wouldn't hear each other. Based on that, we also hide our faces. Nowadays, we cover our face as if we should say, I'm not listening to what my friend is saying. Let me focus on my own davening and not listen to somebody else's davening. Just like in the basement, we didn't used to hear, we had space between each other. So that's number two, why we cover our faces. Number three, and that would be the face. The face would be covered. Shirkanesis Agdola.
Dafka,
yeah, that's it. I guess you can plug your ears.
So when you say cover your face, does that mean that you
so that's, we use the sleeve to cover the face. That's what we could, but it's not that the arms covered the face. And we can't cover the face with our own body. We saw a similar concept in that. We're going to see that even more so in a little bit. That it means the eyes. So
take a towel and put it over there.
Yeah. We saw the same thing that you can't use your hand to cover your head for a yarmulke because the body cannot cover itself. So to hear the body cannot cover itself, you use your sleeve accordingly. Number three says the Knesset Sagdol Mibnei Kavana Naguba. The reason is to facilitate kavana, similar to covering our eyes for Kriya Shema to have better kavana. So to the Tachanun cover eye. It enables us to focus. It facilitates kavana better. So based on that, it's just the eyes. If it's just kavana, it's covering the eye, so we're not looking here and there and everywhere. So that's a very good point. So that's reason number three, why we cover our eyes, cover our faces. Knesset Abdullah brings another reason. Kedesha lo lipol al kaf yada. So we don't fall on our palms, because in our palms our sins are written. So there's a concept here, I wasn't going to get into it, but the Masechet Samachos says that indeed our palms somehow are, we can look, you know, let's jump to the next page and then we'll go back. It's an interesting concept. So on the left side it says, Omnam advarim mefurashim b'Masechet Samachos. Shalu talmidav Rebbe Eliezer, keitza dina kever. So the students of Rebbe Eliezer ask him, what's the dina of a kever? What happens when somebody passes away? Amar lahem, keven sheniftar adam min ha'olam, mina ha'olam, ba malach ha'mavet, v'yeshev lo al kvaro. Somebody passes away, the malach ha'mavet comes and sits on his kever, umake al oso biyad, and hits his hand. V'omer lo, hagida li mashimcha, tell me what your name is. So the Chesed of Avraham explains what's going on here. Why does he hit him on his hand? Because there's a pinkas, there is a list, it's a pinkas in English, a notebook, a small pad, jotted down, avonos oksuvim biyado, oksuvim al shmo, because in your hand is written down the sins of by your name. Because of our bonos are written on our head, we shouldn't do nefilas sapayim. Here's the list of all the sins on our head. Not a good idea.
That's what vidui is. No?
That's what the vidui is, but it's like that's at certain times when we go into all the details. But the problem is the tachanu is we're falling. We're saying Hashem, here are my sins. It's like putting ourselves in a sakana. That vidui is disclosing the sins, but not going the extra step. Okay, so that's number four reason why we cover our arms so we don't see the tachnun in the hand. And number five says the Seder Ayom, laharas kovid rosh vachna, to show sincerity, severity, supplication. V'yishlanu boshes pan, we have embarrassment. We don't want to look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu after we have all these sins, so we're effectively covering our faces out of busha v'habdil. V'habdil, when somebody does something wrong and the TV cameras are focusing on them and they're being taken out of the courthouse or whatever, they cover their faces. That's what they do. They cover their faces. So the same concept here. We should be covering our faces. We're embarrassed over these things, over this chatayim that we're disclosing, so we cover our faces in
busha. It should be on the arm, not on the hand, right?
So it should be on the arm, and should be covered, not the skin. And it should be touching, because it has to be covered. It has to be covered.
It's covered,
so
like if you're on a table.
Touching a material that's between your arms.
Before, you could use the table itself. Meaning
you don't need the arm?
It doesn't, I don't know. Covered, you could use your tefillin bag. You could, it doesn't have to.
So you could just put your head down on the table?
I don't know. I didn't see anyone talk about it. But is that considered a head cover?
Because then you don't have to deal with the left, the right.
I don't know if that's considered a covering on your face. We saw, I think, a similar question. I had a friend who wasn't well in high school, and he asked the following question: is his pillow sufficient as a yarmulke? So they told him it was okay because he wasn't well, but maybe it's not the ideal covering, right? So I don't know if we could call that a face covering if I'm just leaning on a table. I don't know if that's considered
okay.
A covering.
There's no inyan between the face and the floor. There's no inyan having something.
So I guess it's based on the zecher. And that it's remembering Abai and Rava, we could say that we should have. But the actual covering of the face is based on these other reasons.
I'm saying, you just go like this, or are you supposed to be leaning on something?
Ah, so we had the question of the Oroch Shulchan said at the Amud. I mean, when the Rivash was asked about standing, they didn't say leaning on something.
It's
just Abai flying in the air. I think that was the question.
So nowhere did we see about leaving.
Yeah, I think so.
On anything.
I think so. All right, just to recap real quickly, and I think the major takeaway from the shir, the significance of the tachna, that everything has importance in all the technicalities of tachna, there is tremendous significance, and I think the one thing that we should really remember is that tour, and talking about v'anachlu lo neida mana said that the concept of the tachnun is very powerful, that we've davened in all positions, we've had our kriyat shema seated, we've had the shmoneh esrei standing, and then we want to do nefilas apayim. the filas apayim, subjugating ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the tachnun, and then afterwards we say v'nachtu lo neda, we stand up manasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we've given it our all, now we have to look to you. And we should really, I think, remember that, because that's a really powerful, very, very powerful concept to take away when it comes to the tachnun. So have a wonderful Shabbos.